Welcome to Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. In the first chapter of Proverbs, Solomon writes that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's meaningful that in his old age, he wraps up the book of Ecclesiastes with the same motto. This is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. Today's message, titled The Last Word, is the final message in our series on Ecclesiastes, titled Living a Good Life, Making Sense of the Journey. Let's listen in as Rich unpacks Solomon's final thoughts for us. This is part 3 of the message originally preached on August 12, 2018 at Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. You can hear the entire series at www.delightingrace.com.
His commandments are summed up in 2. You know what they are, don't you? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's number one. It has to be number one. It has to come first. Because if you don't do number one, you're not going to be able to do number two. Number two is love your neighbor. Love God, love your neighbor. That's all the commandments of God. You see, when God's word is this to you, then you will keep commandments 1 and 2. Love God and love your neighbor. And it'll be not a moral code to you that you, in servile duty, have to try to keep. No, it will be your delight. It will revive your soul and enlighten your eyes and rejoice your heart. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. You need to contemplate that and think about that and unpack that for all that it's worth. But let's talk about the why now. Why is this the conclusion of the whole matter? Fear God and keep his commandments. Number one, the reason why fear God and keep his commandments is the conclusion of the whole of the matter is because this is the whole duty of man. Verse 13. This is the whole duty of man. In the Hebrew, this literally reads, this is for all mankind. Meaning, this is what man is made for. This is God's design for mankind. If you do this, if you fear God and keep his commandments, if you recognize his perfections and your accountability to him, and you live for the audience of one, and his self-disclosure is what forms your attitudes and desires, then you are functioning according to design. And that is success. That's how you define success. It is realized purpose. God made you for this very thing. Anything short of this is vanity and failure at life. It is unrealized purpose. You are unsuccessful, like the rich fool of Luke. That's the number one reason. This is the whole duty of man. This is what you were made for. This is your design. Do you want to function according to design? Or do you have another purpose for your life? Here's the second reason why fear God and keep his commandments is the conclusion of the whole matter. And this is what he says in verse 14. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. God will bring every deed into judgment. Here's the truth of the matter. An accounting of your life awaits you. Get this, please. Know this. Listen, please. An accounting of your life awaits you. What does that mean? It's not your life. It's not yours. It was entrusted to you. Do you see the difference? It was given to you. Remember what he says back in verse 7, the Spirit returns to God who gave it. Your life proceeds from God. That's why you are actually an eternal being. You will exist in consciousness forever. Every person conceived will exist in consciousness forever. Because this principle of life proceeds from God. Your spirit will return to God who gave it. When the dust goes back to the dust, your spirit returns to God who gave it. And it's not your life. It's been entrusted to you. So what then? Will God welcome you and accept you to thrive in purpose and pleasure and peace. That can be true only as you are robed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Based on His redeeming and reconciling work. Remember the shepherd that He talked about back in verse 11? That shepherd? That shepherd came to us. That shepherd gave His life for us. Why? So that we can be reconciled to God. And as He says, listen to this, as He says, every secret thing, He will bring every deed into judgment and every secret thing, whether good or evil. Now that's a scary thought when you put it that way, isn't it? But when you factor in the grace of God in Jesus Christ, because we must know God in the way that He's revealed Himself, every deed and every secret thought before God in the grace of Jesus Christ, it's all paid for. And when you stand before God robed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ because you've placed your trust in His redeeming, reconciling work of dying on the cross for you, then every bitter thought and every evil deed is covered. And you can stand before a perfectly holy and perfectly just God, and He will accept you and welcome you. That's success. Because as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And so that every deed into judgment and every secret thing, whether good or evil, it's all paid for by Jesus Christ, the shepherd. Isn't that good news? But it's not a given. Have you placed your trust in Jesus Christ? Because if you have not, then verse 14 will be when your dust returns to the dust, your body returns to the dust, and your spirit returns to God who gave it, then you will be judged for every deed and every secret thing. And you know what it will require? God's holiness, His perfect holiness and justice, will require Him to say to you, "Depart from me." You don't want that. Depart from me. Depart, separation from God for eternity. That is death. And you will be relegated to live for yourself in the consuming fire of God's holiness. You know what that is? That is a wasted life. That is failure. That indeed is where it is true that all is vanity. Praise God for His grace. Are you prepared to face the judgment of God? Robed in the righteousness of Christ, you're covered. But if not, He will have to say, "Depart from me." This is how we make sense of the journey. Because this is what God has revealed. In Salt Lake City, Utah, there is a place called the In Between. I-N-N. The In Between. It is a hospice home for the homeless. and also a home of recovery for the homeless who have undergone some kind of surgery. But predominantly a hospice home for the homeless. So people come there out of abject loneliness. Sometimes their bodies riddled with disease. And the operator of it said this. Listen to this. Many patients find their time of dying actually becomes their best time of living. Why? Because they enter into community and relationships, and they abandon self-indulgent habits. And so their time of dying becomes their best time of living. If there is a message that Solomon is teaching us in the book of Ecclesiastes, it is this. You are dying. You know that, don't you? You are dying. And whether you live 2 days or 200, you're dying. Are you prepared for that? Because if you are acknowledging that and you're prepared for that, then you can make sense of the journey. That's when your best living begins. When you are prepared to stand before God in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, in the full freedom that He offers you, you are dying. Grasp the weight of that in the light of God's self-disclosure, and this can become your best time of living under the sun. And you won't even have to have the wealth of J-Lo and A-Rod. Through Solomon, once again, Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
Thanks for joining us here at Delight in Grace. You've been listening to Rich Powell, the lead pastor at Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. The Delight in Grace mission is to help you know that God designed you to realize your highest good and your deepest satisfaction in Him, the One who is infinitely good. We hope you'll join us again on weekdays at 10 a.m.